as part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision. Good morning, Rodney Wan.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing fine.
Doing good this morning, yes, sir.
Good. So how's life over at the health department right now?
Very busy. We're trying to move in the meantime with all whatever else is going on. So, but we're looking hopefully to be relocated by December 7th. There's a few hurdles ahead of us.
Yeah,
to get that done, the holiday in between. So, but we are very busy doing that, and of course the testing site's been very busy. So and it's near the end of the year, so we have all of our closeout activities anyway to take care of. So, hey, throw something else in there with it, too.
Yep, that's true. One thing I did want to ask you, and this is for personal reasons, I'm going to ask this question. As you well know, I got tested last Wednesday.
Yes. So
what kind of a routine, regardless of the results, what kind of routine should we get into as far as testing after that, or do we even need to get into a routine after that?
So as far as after, you mean, I'm going to make sure I'm clear what you're asking.
Okay.
After you get tested.
After the test, yeah.
Yeah, well, so if you're coming to get tested because you've been told you're a close contact of someone that's positive or you suspect that, then what CDC's guidelines are is that you quarantine for 14 days from the date of that exposure. So if you go in and so we'll go with optimally, we would like to see that you get tested about the fourth or fifth day after exposure, because then the CDC says that you've had the most time for it to develop in your system. So if you come back negative, then you would still want to serve out your 14 days if you truly were a close contact, because the possibility of getting ill still is there between, say, the fifth day and the last day. So with that in mind, if you suddenly develop signs and symptoms, then you're going from just quarantine yourself to isolation. Or if your test comes back positive, you now need to switch over to being in isolation. And from that point, even if you're asymptomatic, you should be in isolation for 10 days from the date of that test.
Okay.
You know, Rodney, it's so hard to...
it's a little complicated.
Yeah, thinking about, like, if you test positive and then you go back to a home environment where everybody seems to be okay and they've maybe tested negative, you know, what do you do? Just stick yourself in a basement for a week or two and try to stay away from everyone?
If you have that possibility, we highly recommend that you isolate yourself from the family. If there's more than one restroom in the home, it's highly recommended to use, just a singular restroom for that individual, to try to use single-use items for eating. If there's only one bathroom, initially they came out and said, let's make sure we sanitize that bathroom after every use that the individual is positive's in. Wearing of masks around that individual is highly recommended still. So I think it can successfully be done. If it's not done, then that individual that's in the home basically becomes an extended close contact until the end of that positive case's 10 days, and then they start their 14. So that's probably the most extended period, is when you are at home with someone and, you're negative, they're positive, and if you cannot isolate, then you're actually going to have to wait till the end of their 10 days and or if their signs and symptoms go. So in other words, some people are longer than 10. Unfortunately, some folks are ill for, much more extended period of time. And then after that's when your 14 days start. So it's highly recommended you try to isolate, because otherwise you're going to be a close contact in quarantine for quite a while in the meantime.
Right. So what you're saying for somebody who's a negative is they need to go back and get retested 10 days after the initial...
I don't think that's a bad idea, because... especially if they're thinking about trying to return to work at the end of that, what's not recommended and is not necessarily a good idea to do is to come back if you've been a positive and try to get a negative right away.
All right.
Because CDC says it's still staying in the body. Most of our tests are very good as a qualitative test right now. You know, we get a good idea whether you have it or not, but what we don't get from these tests right now is how much you have. So even the littlest bit where you're not contagious any longer, you know, 4 weeks down the road from when you were positive, could give you a positive result. So we're still trying to recommend the businesses that, you know, I know that it's their corporate decision or their own decision as a small business whether they want to make that rule, but they're going to find that some of their employees are going to have a difficult time getting that negative right away.
Now, I was just wondering if you for people who test whichever way, if you test the same thing twice in a row, you don't have to worry about it anymore? If you're negative twice in a row.
Every one of those tests is a snapshot in time.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, as we well know, bringing up, I'm not sure how your results were, but right now we have huge numbers of people getting tested, not only in the county, but throughout the state. We only have so much limited lab capability here in the state, and they're being inundated. So we were running really well at about 48 hours turnaround time up until about a week or so ago, or about middle of November. Then the numbers surged. We're starting to see a slowdown, unfortunately, and we're the first as public health to cry out that, you know, if we can't get those results in a reasonable amount of time, the information becomes somewhat useless at that point, other than to tell you you're positive, but to get back to who you were around and can you remember and can we get to them before they've gotten to somebody, that all becomes much more of a challenge when you don't find out for 6 days whether you were positive or not. So right now we apologize, you know, to the public that, you know, the labs are, you know, being inundated. We are seeing some delays, but we still encourage testing. But at this point, you know, the whole state's having a huge number of tests. And at that point, you know, we've got to just kind of keep holding on, and maybe the state will get this bottleneck somewhat, you know, straightened up here shortly. So
yeah, I see we're at 2.5 now. We're one of several around here who are 2.5. So
yeah,
but we're still not quite red yet.
No, and again, what I'll continue to say is that what's holding us out is or what's keeping us from going red is our positivity rate. You gentlemen and I have been discussing this for a few weeks
mm-hmm.
now.
Yeah.
When it goes to 15%. Or above, then we're going to be in that range where we'll be red, and hopefully we will not get to that. You know, we were a little quieter over the weekend, but over a three-day period, we still acquired about 108 new cases. So, you know, while that's a little quieter than what we have been, it's still well enough to keep us in the orange category as long as things stay at that range. But the continued testing helps us with our numbers. You know, even though I saw, I think yesterday's was 29 new positives out of 100 tests, and I'm no mathematician, that's still nearly a 30%
About 3.5, yeah.
Yep. So we got concerns, we got the holiday. I just, you know, would ask that everyone take into consideration, you know, that right now it's out there, it's very prevalent in the community. You can't necessarily tell who's got it that's maybe walking around asymptomatically at the moment and hasn't been tested. So there's very good reason to be alarmed that you might run into somebody that would have it and then bring it back home to some of your loved ones. So I know I saw the poll say that about one-third of Americans or more are still going to gather, and then of those, many are still gathering with extended family throughout the country, and I'm sure we model that poll a little, but I would ask our residents to maybe consider just foregoing that this one Thanksgiving season.
Yeah, there's only one county in the state that's a 1.5. Everybody else is, and you know, up. And there's 21 counties in the state, which is a little under a fourth, are red. So,
yes. Well, and again, we want to buck that trend. We have the ability to do so.
Mm-hmm.
We can, again, as I have said throughout all this, we can write our own history and start to be the one that brings ours down. So, but again, as you gentlemen, I know it's a human nature thing. There are still many folks out there that, you know, are set on doing things the way they believe are best, and it has been a choppy road. You know, public health has had, and the medical field has had, a lot of times where we weren't necessarily sure what to get the best guidance was, or we've learned more from what's happened over the last couple of months. More data is coming in, and we are, you know, now finally coming out and saying some things that maybe we suspected in the first part. So, but, you know, and that confuses the public many times. But we want to continue to come on and talk with you gentlemen to make sure that the most information that's most, you know, current is out there. A vaccine, you know, is on the way. It may be a few months still. If we can continue to hold our curve down, we have a better chance than most counties in the state of coming out of this quicker. So, and that's what we should be looking at.
All right.
Hey, Rodney, one more quick question. What about Thanksgiving and then Black Friday, Friday? Will there be any testing Thursday and Friday in Clinton County?
Thursday we will be closed due to the Thanksgiving, but Black Friday we will be open normal hours.
Okay.
Both clinics will be open.
And that's 8 to 6, right?
We have 8 to 6, and then also the community clinic starts up at noon.
Yeah. Well. Okay. Rodney Juan, we appreciate your time as always, sir. I'm sure we'll talk to you later.
All right, gentlemen, have a great day.
You too.